AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Criticized for sidestepping the question of whether deadly terror attacks in Paris and other Western cities amount to Islamic extremism, President Obama chose his words carefully late today when he hosted a White House summit on countering violent extremism.
We must never accept the premise that they put forward, because it is a lie. Nor should we grant these terrorists the religious legitimacy that they seek. They are not religious leaders, they're terrorists.
Obama says the U.S. and its allies need to join with Muslim leaders in exposing the lie that the West is at war with Islam.
We are not at war with Islam. We are at war with people who have perverted Islam.
Libya is asking the U.N. for permission to arm itself against the Islamic State group.
Foreign Minister Mohammed al-Dayeri told the U.N. Security Council Libya is not asking the world to intervene in Libya, just that it
lend urgent support to restructuring our army by arming it.
He spoke through a U.N. interpreter. The emergency session was called after the Islamic State group posted a video of the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians in Libya. Libya has been torn by violence since the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Dayeri says the international community has a moral responsibility to lend urgent support. Warren Levinson, New York.
The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says Walmart discriminated against a lesbian employee who sought health coverage for her ailing wife and has ordered a just resolution for violating her civil rights. A threatening letter that disparages black police officers has been found stuffed in mailboxes at a police department in Bridgeport, Connecticut. The letter begins and ends with the term white power. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon's top spokesman is stepping down as a new defense secretary takes over.
I do not have announcements today, so we can go straight to questions.
Rear Admiral John Kirby was press secretary throughout Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel's tenure. Ash Carter is now in charge here and has made it clear he wants a civilian as his spokesman.
Here.
The Pentagon Press Corps gave the well-respected Kirby an ovation as he began his briefing.
I think that's a great way to end it.
Kirby will stay on the job a few more weeks during Carter's transition. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Low temperatures are gripping much of the South, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast tonight. Single-digit temps are freezing and refreezing snow and ice and making roads hazardous for those who venture out. In many areas, the cold is expected to hang around for several days. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.